This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has brought unprecedented changes in the health sector in the last 10 years through various schemes. Inaugurating the newly constructed building of K.K. Patel and Madhuben Patel Nursing College at Guzaria in Mehsana district of Gujarat, Mr. Shah said many poor patients of the nearby villages will be benefited from the increased facilities in this nursing college. He said that 60 crore citizens of the country are taking advantage of the Ayushman Bharat scheme. During the last 10 years, the number of AIIMS have increased from 7 to 23. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, is also scheduled to attend several other events in Ahmedabad and Mehsana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a fire tragedy in Gulzar House in Hyderabad, Telangana, that claimed 17 lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased, and while the injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Telangana state government also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased in the fire accident. Deputy Chief Minister Bhatti Vikramakark announced this after visiting the mortuary at Usmania General Hospital where the bodies were kept. Chief Minister Revanth Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide assistance to the affected people. 17 persons, including 8 children and 6 women, died when a fire broke out on the ground floor plus 2 stories of a building at Gulzar House area near historic Charminar in Hyderabad this morning. Director General of Police Dr. Jitendra said, initial reports indicate that there might have been a short circuit which caused the fire and 8 people lost their lives from suffocation. The remaining succumbed to their injuries while being treated. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 groups comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries. Each delegation will have a retired diplomat as well. More from our correspondent.
The first group, led by BJP MP Bijan Panda, will visit Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait and Algeria. This delegation will include veteran leader Ghulam Nabi Azad, BJP MP Nishikant Dubey and AIMIM MP Asaduddin Owaisi. The second group, led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad, will visit the United Kingdom, France, Germany, the European Union, Italy and Denmark. The third delegation will be led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, which will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan and Singapore. The fourth group, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Eknath Shinde, will visit the UAE, Liberia, Congo and Sierra Leone. The fifth delegation, led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor, will visit the US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil and Colombia. The sixth delegation, led by DMK MP Kanimoji Karunanidhi, will visit Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The seventh group will be led by NCP SCP MP Supriya Sule, which will visit Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia and South Africa. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the third day of his Bihar visit, Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi reviewed the security arrangements for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections in the Indo-Nepal border areas. Dr. Joshi held a meeting with SSB officials and district officials of West Champaran at Valmiki Nagar. Dr. Joshi made several suggestions and initiatives on the feedback received from officials during the meeting. He also conducted a field visit, getting first-hand experience of polling booths located in the riverine and jungle areas of Valmiki Nagar. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings were 193 for 5 and 18.1 overs against Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. Earlier, Punjab Kings won the toss and opted to bat first. In the second match of the day, Delhi Capitals will face Gujarat Titans at 7:30 p.m. in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.